We begin the new Masechet, Masechtas Me'ilah, which talks about the halacha of misappropriation from Hekdesh, which is on the theme of this Seder of Kachim, regarding that of Kachim items which are then misappropriated. And we begin with the first Perek Kachim, which opens up a unique halacha relating to that of the higher level of Karbanis regarding this halacha of Me'ilah. It says the Mishnah as follows. Kachim, which is the holiest of the holies, which are, for example, Karban Chatas and Asham or Shalmei Tzibur, which there the halacha is that there is halacha of Me'ilah, which, because it's considered Kach Hashem, it's considered owned by Hashem, so therefore a law of misappropriation of utilizing something which is Hashem's, until, as we'll learn in the Mishnah, that there's a moment when it's already permitted for Kahanim to partake of the carbon, which is after the blood of the carbon is thrown. But until the blood is thrown, that's what we said, then it's considered Kach Hashem, and regarding its sacrificial parts, called Deimurim, that's going to have halacha of Me'ilah if one has benefit from it, even after the blood is thrown. Now, the reason why we're picking specifically Kachim Kachim is because, in contrast, Kachim Kalam, the lower level Karbanas, they're actually, to the contrast, it doesn't have Me'ilah until after the blood is thrown. Then it's verified what part of it is going to be used for Hashem, because then the Imurim now belong to Hashem, which up until the blood is thrown, then it's considered owned by the individual. And then there's going to be Me'ilah and Imurim. But here we're discussing Kachim Kachim, which it starts off with a halach of Me'ilah on the entirety of the Karban. Says the Mishnah, unique halacha, Sheshachtin Badar, where if these Kachim Kachim were slaughtered in the southern part of the Azar, which the halacha is brought in Perek Ezu Mekayimin, Zavachan Daf Mem Zayin Min Aleph, it's actually supposed to be slaughtered in the north. Instead, it was slaughtered in the south. Still, says the Mishnah, Mayelen Behen, still there's going to be halacha of Me'ilah if one has benefit from this carbon which was inappropriately slaughtered in the south, which the Gemara explained what's the chiddush in this, mean to say that even though the halacha is supposed to be slaughtered in the north, the Mishnah is telling us, or it doesn't leave its sanctity, and it's still going to have halacha of Me'ilah if someone has benefit in it in the worth of a pruta. As the Mishnah qualifies, as the Bachad's on the word Ketzad, what's this case talking about? For example, if let's say Shechatan Bedar, he slaughters it, as we said, in the south, Bekibel Dabin Mitzafin, and he slaughters the blood, and he receives the blood in the north, or let's say the other way around. Bitzafin, Vikibal Dam and Bidarm, he slaughters it in the north and he receives his blood in the south, which the Gemara is going to explain. This that we're saying that he receives the blood in the south is saying an added chiddush. But even though here he's deviating in the Kabbalah, which is a more primary avodah than that of Shechita could be done with a Zar versus Kabbalah has been done with a Kain, still we're saying, as we'll teach in the Gemara what the chiddush is, still it doesn't make it like it's removed from the halacha of Kachim. It's still going to have the halacha of Me'ilah regarding it. So too, if Shachet Bayim is Zarg Balayla. Let's say he slaughtered the carbon during the daytime, which all avodas have to be done, besides the hektar chalav mevarm, has to be done during the daytime. So he slaughtered during the daytime, but bezark balayla, he threw the blood at nighttime. Or balayla, he slaughtered by nighttime, bezark bayayim, and then he went and he threw the blood by daytime. Which Taisus brings that this is the girsa in most of the svarim, but he brings from the Ri that that's a mistake, because the Mishnah should have said the more mechudish the case, the more novelty. Later, as the second case, like it said regarding the halacha of Dar, which therefore Taisus says the case should be the opposite. It should be Shachet Balayla Vizark Bayem, and then Shachet Bayem Vizark Balayla, where even though the Zrika, which is the primary Avaida, is being done at nighttime, which that's a bigger Chiddush as learned in the Gemara, even though the deviations in the Zrika, still gives me halacha of Me'ilah. And Taisus points out, so why in the previous case we were discussing Shechit and Kabbalah, now suddenly we change, when we're talking about nighttime, we mention. We're leaving Kabbalah instead. We're talking about Zrika, is because Taisus says that's for a practical reason. You can't make exactly to say that the slaughter was by nighttime and the Kabbalah was by daytime, because Kabbalah and Shechita are done consecutively. It's done simultaneous on some level, which is right after as the Shechita is being done, Kabbalah is happening. Therefore, it wouldn't be so probable to say that case. Therefore, they switch it to Zrika, but it's the same idea, doing one of the avodas at nighttime, one of the avodas during the daytime. Or Sheshchatan Chutzlis Manev. If someone slaughtered it, when he did it, he had the intent of having it being eaten or sacrificed beyond his designated time, known as Pigel, or Chutzim Kaima, which is also invalidating thought. So, in spite of that, regarding all these invalidations in this Kachim Kachim, still it maintains its sanctity. And Mayilin Behen, therefore, the Me'alach of Me'ilah, if someone goes and has benefit from this carbon as a law of misappropriation. And Klalam Rabbi Shimon says a general rule. It says, Kol shahoy l'shas heter l'kahanim, anything that had a moment of permissibility for the kahanim, meaning that the zrikas adam, which is what concludes the primary atonement of every carbon, was done appropriately. Once that's done, and now the kahanim can partake of the meat, then ein moilim ba, then there's no more me'ila on that carbon, because we don't call it a mokach Hashem. It's now permitted for human consumption. But v'chol shalohi l'shas heter l'kahanim, but any carbon that didn't have yet a permissible moment for the kahanim, meaning regarding kachi kachim, then moilim ba, then the halach me'ila will still apply as we said in the halacha of our Mishnah. Now, says the Mishnah, Ezohi Shahila Shaset Lakanim. What's the case of when there's no Mame'ila, when we're saying that it already had a time of permissibility with the Kanim, even though now there's an invalidation done in it? So says the Mishnah, for example, if let's say Shalana. Let's say after the blow was thrown, but the meat was left over the overnight, which that's invalidating in it. Or Vishanitmo, or if it became tummy, or for Shayatza, or if it left the curtains of the Azar after the blood was thrown. So although right now you're right, it's not fit for the Kahanim, but since it had a moment of permissibility after the blood was thrown, and only then did it become pasul, so there's not going to be halacha of Me'ila, because again, that's not called Kach Hashem, since it had a moment of permissibility for the Kahanim. And says the Mishnah, but going back to the halacha of our Mishnah, Ve'ezehi shaloi hoyula shaset lekam, what's considered that it never had a moment of permissibility for the Kahanim, that we're saying that it will retain the halacha of Me'ila? It's shenesh chedechutzlas mana, like we said, if when it was slaughtered, he had a kavan that should be eaten beyond its time, or chutzlam kaima, that it should be eaten beyond its place, or for shekiblu psulim bezorkas dama, or regarding the other avoidis, let's say receiving the blood or throwing the blood was done by those who are invalid, where that never had a time yet where it's done this rika. Was done at a time of Heksha when everything was valid, therefore that's going to be, that there's not going to be any more, that is still going to be Halacha Me'ila. Now Rashi, the Mefarish, which is the Pirish of Rashi, as the Mefarishim explains, it's definitely not Rashi, but it's Mefarish, some other Rishon, says that truth is, all the cases that we mentioned in the beginning of the Mishnah, when it was slaughtered in the south, or at nighttime, or that though there are also cases of Shloish Shaset Lekhanim. Why to pick specifically these two problems with Shchita of Chutzas Manachasim Kaimai? That says Rashi, because more than all the other cases, these two are actually comparable to each other, and they actually learned that from one Pasuk, so therefore it includes them both, and they picked that as the example, but really applies to all the cases that we mentioned in the Rashi of the Mishnah, that the Halacha Me'ila is still going to apply. Now, the Gemara says that Ketani, we learned in the Mishnah, which alludes to the primary halacha Mishnah is coming to tell us, Kachi Kachim Sheshachtim Bedar Ma'ilaban. Regarding the Kachi Kachim that was slaughtered in the south, which is supposed to be slaughtered in the north, Ma'ilaban, the halacha Me'ila is still going to apply. So the Gemara Peshitta, obviously. Mishnah Deshchitasin Bedar Mafkinim Bedei Me'ila. What do you think? Because it was slaughtered in the south, that's going to remove it from Me'ila? What do you mean? If anything, Kachi Kachim start off with halacha Me'ila. It gets removed when you do the Zrika. So here, there was no Zrika done, which is a Shechita, and it was done in the south. Why would you think there's no Me'ila? Says the Gemara, no, Itzrich was necessary. Kasagadet Rabbi Yehuda thought to say, Ha'il va'ama ulam Rabbi Yechanan. Since he says, this is brought later on, Daf Yud Bezim and Aleph, that Kachim Shemesu, regarding a carbon that died, Yatzim Me'ila Dva Taira, then biblically there's no Mahalacha of Me'ila. Now, from the fact that he says that there's no Me'ila Daraisa, we'll see later on actually that rabbinically there is Halacha Me'ila. But he says that once a carbon dies, there's no more biblical halacha me'ila. So, I would have thought to say the same things over here. Regarding kachi kachi, when it's slaughtered in the south, it's like as if it was strangulated. Meaning to say it should be like kachim that died, where when the kachim is dead, so then there's no more me'ila, because once a carbon is dead, it can't be used for Hashem anymore. It can't be used for a commoner either, because you can't redeem kachim that is just going to be able to be fed to the dogs, because it's nevela, it died. And here, although it was slaughtered, but it's like it was like just that it died, because it was done an inappropriate slaughter, because it was done in the south, which essentially, if it's not a good slaughter, it's like it died. Kamash Balan, that's what the Mishnah is teaching, though that's not the case. Because kachim shemeso lechazaklav, kachim that died are not fit at all, it's just dead. Avodarim, but the southern part of the Azar and the Hidein, the Rehul Kachi Kachim, although that's not an appropriate place to slaughter for the Kachi Kachim, Avarohul Kachim Kalim, but it is a place that's appropriate to slaughter for the lower level Karbanas, as the Mishnah teaches Ezim Mokayman, that Kachim Kalim Shchitasim Chamakim Azar could be anywhere in the Azar. So therefore, that's what the Mishnah is telling, it's not like that it died, and therefore it's still going to retain and maintain the biblical halacha of Me'ila of the Kachi Kachim. And that's the primary Chiddush of the Mishnah. So then says the Gemara, fine. So lama le misni kalhani. So then why was it necessary to say all these cases in the Mishnah that they're still going to be me'ila in them? Say one case, like we just said, regarding the shechita badarm, and say that even though it wasn't done according to the appropriate way that it's supposed to be done, still the halacha me'ila is going to apply. And I would know all these other cases that same halacha is going to apply because they were all done before the blood was thrown. Why say all the cases? So the Gemara, tzrichi was necessary. Why? So the Gemara explains, and had we said the first opening case of our Mishnah of our Perek HaMasechta, that if we're slaughtered in the south and receive the blood in the north, I would say, okay, here's where it retains the halacha me'ila, from the Kabbalah B'tzafenu, because the primary Aveda, which begins that being done with a kind, which is the receiving the blood, that was done in the north where it's supposed to be done. So therefore, it retains the halacha me'ila. But the next case of the Mishnah, but if let's say it was slaughtered in the north and the blood was received in the south, who since the blood was received in the south, which that's already from the primary avodas, so that nothing midemila. I would say that okay, that's like it's like useless. This thing, it's like when the kachim dies and therefore it gets removed from the lach of meila. Therefore, you have to say that case too. That no, it retains the lach of meila. Now, Vitani Hai, had we said only these cases, so I mean, I would have thought to say, yeah, because your mama is Zumana Kravahu. Because although it was done in the south, whether the Shechita or the Kabbalah, but it's done during the daytime, which is the time of when something could be done regarding Karbanas. But regarding the next cases, if it was slaughtered at nighttime and the blow was thrown during the daytime, Laila loves manakrava. Laila, nighttime is not a time that one could be makrava carbon. V'hai d'shachet b'layla, and here we slow at nighttime. I would say that, okay, it's not like carbon anymore, it's not like kachem, it's useless. It gets removed from the category of me'ila. If we have to say that case too. Now, v'itan d'shachet b'layla, had we only said the case of when it was slaughtered at nighttime and the blood was thrown during the daytime, havemina, okay, ha'il v'kibba dama b'yayim, since ultimately the blood was received during the daytime, and then it was thrown, so isba me'ila, so therefore it's going to have the lach me'ila. But regarding if the blood, if it was slaughtered during the daytime and the blood was thrown at nighttime, since that's not the time of the carbon being done, so command the chanikin dami, because now you're doing the primary avoid of the zriki and doing it at nighttime, that's like okay, it's like as if you choked the animal to death and it has no utility, and therefore I would say it doesn't have the lach of meila. That we say even that case is considered that no, these are all halachas that it's not like a kachim shemesu. And therefore, it has some category that it has some utility. It's not totally removed like a carbon that died, and therefore it's going to maintain the halacha me'ila because that was kaidim shakar v'mat. That's before the zrikas adam that the psul happened. But now the Gemara says regarding the last case of the Mishnah, chutz l'zman v'chutz l'mkayim l'may chazur. What does it fit for the case when he had in mind to? Says that it should be sacrificed or eaten beyond its time or beyond its space, which actually Taisus and the Mefarish have actually opposite interpretations in this Gemara. Either, like Taisus says, the question is that, yeah, most definitely I understand that the Chiddush of the last case of Chutz Zman Chutz Mekayim is saying that the Zrika, which we said that's the time when it removes Kadri Kadri from having Me'ila, is that, no, in this case, that it already had a psul of pigul, that the zrika is not going to remove it from me'ila. But on that, the way Taisa explains the Gemara's question is, what's the chiddush in that? Since there's no validity whatsoever in that zrika, because it's already pigul, why would I think that zrika would remove it from me'ila? So according to Taisa, the Gemara's answer is, ha'ila maratza l'pigulayin, because since the zrika actually does something, and that is, it actually solidifies the fact that it's pigul. So I would have thought to say that it's a significant zrika, and it's like a real zrika is done, and therefore that would remove it from me'ila. That's the chiddush, that it's not going to remove it from me'ila, because it already became invalidated, and therefore it never had a shas hetel lekahanim. It's going to retain its halacha of me'ila. Now the Mefarish actually says the other way around. He says to the contrary. He says, I could understand all the cases of the Mishnah we set up until now. I understand that it's going to retain halacha of me'ila, because let's say the case when it's slaughtered in the south. So there we said in the Gemara, okay, it's still royal the kachem column. It's not like a kachem that died. So too, if it's slaughtered at nighttime or the blood is thrown at nighttime, we understand that it's going to retain the halacha of me'ila because laila on some level is what's called lav mechus zman. It's considered the day of, at least the halachic day, when the carbon is supposed to be brought. But on that, the Gemara is asking, regarding the case over here when it's slaughtered, with the intention that it should be sacrificed, for what validity does that shechita have to say that there's going to be me'ila? That makes it into pigul, has no validity, has no use whatsoever. It can't, a murin can't be used for Hashem, the meat cannot be eaten by the kanim. And if it's not kachem that roi at all, and therefore it should be like kachem shemesa, it shouldn't have me'ila at all. To which on that, the Gemara answers, ha'il maratzin le pigulin. In other words, that Since this slaughtering of invalidation of pigul is not so significant of an invalidation, because really it does not become established in the talach of pigul to be liable for karas until you have what's called karav kolamatir, until all the permitters, which is the throwing of the dam, until the blood is thrown, as the Gemara says in Zvachim Nefchav Chesma Beis, it says pigul hu lo yiratze, which we say kartzar sa kosher kachar tzar sa pasul. Just like the validation of a kosher carbon is only with the throwing of the blood, through to the invalidation of a pasul, a pigul, is only which is going to be when you go ahead and you throw the blood. And only then you can be chayav a karas. So therefore, since that throwing of the blood is significant, which you needed to be meratze piguloi, so therefore it didn't yet get removed from its sanctity until the blood is actually thrown. And therefore, that's why it actually retains the halacha of me'ila. So therefore, that's the final chiddush that the Gemara was saying in all the cases of the Mishnah. Why is it necessary to say in all of them that it retains the halacha of me'ila, even though some invalidation was done with it? It retains the halacha of me'ila because the problem happened before the zrika of the dam. Now, on that, the Gemara continues, says Ibaylu, the following question. All the cases that were learned in the Mishnah, which are cases of deviation. I'alu, if they were ultimately these invalidated carbons were put on top of the Mizbeach, ma'u sheyeridu, what's the halacha? Would we say that they have to be taken down? Which, as Tosfos points out, specifically going on the first case of that is when it was slaughtered in the south instead of in the north. Because he says, regarding the case of Chutzes Man, Chutzem Kaim, which is the last case, that is not going on, because in the Gemara in Zvachim da Pidam Alf, it sounds like that everyone agrees that there would be lawyer, it wouldn't go out. And also, it's not going on the case of when it was done at nighttime, because that's actually Machlek is explicitly between Rebbe Yehuda and Rebbe Shimon. So David Tais explains, the question is regarding the first case, regarding when it was slaughtered in the south, which we said that there's a psul over there, and the halacha is, we said, okay, it retains me'ila. The question is, what's the halacha regarding going on top of this be'ach? Do we take it down because it's not valid, or would we keep it up and already have it sacrificed over there? So it's a machlek, is Rabbi Ami says, im olu yeridu, if it went up, you have to take it down. Rabbi Yosef Ami says, im olu lo yeridu, if it went up, you don't take it down. So the Gemara explains. Alibid Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who the Gemara says over there in Perkam Mizbeach Mekadosh of Pidal Menalv, that says in the Pasuk, Zaysiya Eila, which these are three different exclusionary terminologies, excluding if the blood spilled out, or if it was left out overnight, if we're not chutz lekloyim. Where the halacha is that if it went up, you have to take it down. This is the law, and those are excluded. So on that says the Gemara, according to Yehuda, loyti bailach, so they're not going to have a question at all, because if regarding when it was slaughtered at nighttime, which it wasn't even slaughtered in the wrong place, it wasn't slaughtered in the south. Still, he says, Yehuda has to come down for sure where it was slaughtered in the south, where he changed the place. The kul emel pligidim ol yerdu. No one's going to disagree that he's going to hold in these cases of the south that if it went up, you have to take it down. Says the Gemara, ki pligi alibid Rebbe Shimon. Hamachlikas was according to Rebbe Shimon, who he disagrees with Rebbe Yehuda. Then he says that when it says zayis teresa ayla, tyra is a ribuy, is coming to include that all of them have the same halacha regarding all this to go up. That according to Rebbe Shimon, he says it was slaughtered at nighttime that you don't take it down. That's according to him, the machlikas amiram is. That is, Rav Yosef is Krib Shimon, who he compares changing the place to changing the time. Just like in the wrong time, he holds Allah is going to be Im Olu Yerdu. So too, he's going to hold the same thing he's going to be with the Chusim Kaimah. But Rabbam Loch, he's going to tell you, Ad Kan Lekom Rib Shimon, where do we find Rib Shimon that says over the Im Olu Lo Yerdu, if it went up, you don't take it down? That's Ella, that's in certain cases, which Tais discusses why he picks these cases, because even Rabbi Yehuda agrees to these cases. But the point is, Rabbi Shimon holds Ella Benitan Lamato, Shinasan Lamala, those things that are supposed to be on the bottom part, half of the Mizbeach, we'll put on the top part. Ella Benitan Lamala, Shinasan Lamata, those are supposed to be in the top part, we'll put on the bottom part. But all those cases that he holds them, although you're not going to take it down, they were slaughtered and they received with the blood in the northern part of the Azara. In other words, he only says lo yerdu only those places where the shina makom was regarding the placing of the blood. Where that's where the blood, so there's a string that separates the upper half and the bottom part of the mizbeach. And if the blood was put in the wrong part, okay, but the blood was still put on the mizbeach. Since the slaughtering and the kabbalah was in the north, that's when he says, okay, the carbon we're not going to take down. But in this case over here, says Rabbo, that kibin eshach and bedarim, since it was slaughtered in the southern part, command the chanik and dami, even Rabbi Shimon would agree, so it's like it was strangulated, and therefore the halacha is going to be im olu, that is going to be yerdu, you are going to take it down. Now, however, the Gemara asks from our Mishnah on Rabbah. It's not learned in the Mishnah that said, we open up kachi kachim shashach and bedarim, the holiest level of karbanis was slaughtered in the south, halacha is moilim ben, there's still going to be halacha me'ilah. And this is why the Gemara introduces this. It goes back to Halacha B'Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Bishlam Rabbi Yisi, we understand according to Rabbi Yisi that he said, in these cases of, which were discussed in the case of Dharm, Im alu lo yerdiv, when up, you don't take it down. So we understand, since it doesn't get downgraded from its sanctity, meaning you'll keep it up on top of the Mizbeach. So Nicha, it makes sense why this is still going to be Halacha Me'ila. But El Rabbah, according to Rabbah, that he holds that it's like it was choked. So it's essentially like the case of Kachim Shemesu. So Kasha, according to him, it's difficult. Why does he say that it's going to be Me'ila? Why is the Halacha Mishnah say Me'ila? It shouldn't be in Me'ila. It's like it was choked. It's like a dead one, which we said there's no Me'ila. So he's like, well, you're right. My Me'ila Mehemin Rabbanan. What do we mean in the Mishnah when we said there's going to be Me'ila? It means rabbinically, but you're right. Biblically, there's no sanctity. And that's why he said him, although it's going to be Yerdu. So the Gemara says, okay, so but Ma'ik min Dereis L'Rabban, what's the halachic difference between biblical Me'ila and rabbinic? So the Gemara, the difference is Dereis M'sham HaChemish. Regarding biblical Me'ila, halach is, besides giving back the principle that one misappropriated, he has to add on the penalty of a fifth, like it says in the Torah. But Rabban Allah, but rabbinically, that Me'ila, you don't have to add on a fifth. The reason for that is because by rabbinic, there's the principle and not a fifth, because the fifth comes as secondary to the Ayil Asham. Now, by rabbinic me'ila, there's no carbon, because that would be like bringing chul bazar. The Torah doesn't obligate it in the rabbinic cases. So therefore, you don't bring the fifth, but by biblical me'ila, you bring a keren and a chaymish and a shah me'ilas. Now, the Gemara, so mi'ikam me'ila mid'rabbanan, this answer that we're giving for Rabbah, that he's saying, no, you're right, there shouldn't be any me'ila in these cases, because like we say, olu yerid, there's no sanctity. So you're saying that the Mishnah says the me'ila is rabbinic, is there such a thing? So the Gemara, in yes, as we had alluded to this earlier. The Amma Ulam Rabbi Yechon, this is Kachim Shemes, regarding Kachim that die. So Yatsim Midei Me'ila Dvar Torah, his words were that, okay, it's removed from the biblical halacha Me'ila. From the fact that it says Dvar Torah, Amma Midei Reisel Islam. Obviously, that he's saying that, oh, it's not going to have biblical Me'ila when it dies. But the Rabban is fine, but it's still going to have rabbinic Me'ila. So therefore, Hachinami, so here also, according to Rabbah, what does it mean in the Mishnah Me'ila? It means Midrabban, Midrabinically. But then the Gemara asks, well, if that's the case, then Lame, we should say, according to Rabbah, that Tanin Laha de Ula Am Rabbi Yechanan. That means to say that our Mishnah already tells us the Halacha that Ula is saying in the name of Rabbi Yechanan. Doesn't the Mishnah say that Kachim Kachim that was Lord in the South is like it's choked, the way Rabbah interpreted, and it's like Kachim Shemesu, and we had asked on Rabbah, oh, but still it says that Ma'ilim Han. So he said, yeah, what does it mean Ma'ilim? It means Midrabbanan. Because biblically there's no Me'ila, and that's what he said, that because in Olu Yerid, if it goes up, you still have to take it down, which is like Kadim Shemesu. So that's the halacha of Ula. So what do we need Ula for if, according to Rabbi, that's implicit in the halacha of a Mishnah? Says the Gemara, no, Avagav the Tanina, even though we learned this halacha in our Mishnah, it's the Ula. We still needed that teaching of Ula. Why? So you would have thought to say, Hacho be in the halacha of a Mishnah, where the case is that it was Kachin that was slaughtered, but it was slaughtered in the south, so we would say over there, Loi Bedila Minhain. People do not remove themselves from that, because even though there was a deviation done to it, but it was still a proper slaughtering, so people don't remove from it because it looks like a regular kosher slaughtered animal. So therefore, there's going to retain the halacha of me'ila. It's not like it died. So according to Rabbi Yisrael, that's actually the biblical me'ila. According to Rabbi, at least we'll still give it the rabbinic me'ila, because people don't separate themselves from it. So to protect the kachim, we give it rabbinic me'ila. Of a kachim shemesu, the case of Ula regarding kachim that died, where that's a nevela, it's repulsive, it's just like a dead animal. Hayilu bedilin min hainsin, people separate themselves from a nevela. Ema filim ilim drabanan loy. I would have thought to say that no, there wouldn't even be a rabbinic mela because people separate themselves from it anyway. Kamash balan, that's what we needed the halach of Ula to say, that yes, it's not going to have the biblical halach mela, but it's still going to have rabbinic halach mela, even the case of kachim shemesu, that they literally died. Not the Gemara asked, but Mesa Namatanina. But we even learned that halacha. What do we need Ula for? We learned that halacha in a different Mishnah, and Daf Yud Chesem and Aleph, that there's no biblical Me'ila, but there is a rabbinic Me'ila, which the Mishnah said, Hanenem and Achatas. Someone benefits, which is the law of Me'ila, from Achatas that's a blemished Chatas. So says the Mishnah, Kishichaya, when it's alive, so Le'moil at Sheyifkim. So there's not going to be halacha Me'ila until he makes it deficient a little bit, and the reason for that is because since it's a balmum, so it has a monetary sanctity. So halach is, it's not going to have me'ila until he diminishes it from its monetary value. For example, let's say he rips out some of its hair, or he plows with it and he weakens it, because since it's a blemished animal, so its whole sanctity, it's for its monetary value. And the halach is that whatever is standing for monetary sanctity, that halach is only going to be if you diminish its monetary value. Whereas in contrast, let's say something that doesn't stand to be diminished, like let's say a cup of gold of hektish, so there, the halach is going to be, once you have benefit, even though you didn't diminish it, it's going to be me'ila. But regarding an animal, so regarding that it could be diminished, there that's monetary sanctity, it's only considered me'ila if one diminishes its value. But when it's dead, where that's not for its monetary value, because there's no redemption of kachim to feed it to the dogs, so it has no monetary value. So they're keeping the nana kosher, once a person has a benefit, even a minute amount, even just a shavah pruta, so mal, he's already committed me'ila, even though he has not diminished it at all, because there's no halach of diminishment, there's no value at all to diminish from. So obviously, when we're saying over here that there's going to be me'ila, must be rabbinically, because once the kachim is dead, everyone agrees there's no biblical me'ila. So rather, what's it saying that there's me'ila? Must be rabbinic. And here, by the case of the chatas that died, you see that there's going to be me'ila. So there's different interpretations how to read the Gemara's question and the subsequent Gemara's answer. We'll go with the Mefarish, that he actually acts at the Gemara's question as follows. So you see, by the case of the chatas, the Mishnah later on talks about that when it's dead, it's going to be me'ila, because it has a severe sanctity, because it's coming for atonement. But by other kachim, like Eilan, Ashma, Shalmi, Tzibur, where it's not coming for atonement, so once it's dead, so it sounds like there's not going to be me'ila even rabbinically, which is difficult according to Ula, who he said, no, by all kachim, Shemei, so this is still going to be this rabbinic halacha me'ila. Ula would tell you that, no, the same thing actually is true by all kachim, that the Tana holds that it's going to be me'ila. So why did the Mishnah later on pick specifically the case of chatas more than other kachim? It's because Salka, that I mean, you would have thought to say, that chatas, and we'll read the girsa first, the way the Mefarish brings is which the girsa we actually primarily have, which there has to be some amending in the girsa according to most interpretations, is that chatas, hoylo l'chapar ka'asya, since ultimately the karma chatas, when it's alive, it's meant to be a karma chatas, its purpose is coming for atonement. So the Bach takes out the word loy and says, so b'dei l'minei. So people stay away from it. So even now when it's dead, we would still say people stay away from it, and we would think that you wouldn't have to make this gezer of me'ila. Now, then the Girsa takes out the next line and says, so b'les b'me'ila. We would think we wouldn't have to make that halacha of rabbinic of me'ila. K'mash m'lan, that Satan is coming to teach that no, there's going to be me'ila. And of course, all those that are not coming for atonement, where there is for sure going to be me'ila, since when it's alive, people don't separate so much, so therefore we would have to obviously go ahead and create the rabbinic halacha me'ila, but it's not specifically chatas and not others. That's what the Mefarish explains for the halacha b'ula. That's not a contradiction from that Mishnah. But then there are those who have a different version, like the way the Shetim HaKabetzes brings an Ois Aleph, that the Gemara's answer was as follows. Sokhet HaDechemin, you would have thought to say that chatas balas mum, which is the case that the Mishnah is speaking over there. A blemish chatas, hoil b'loy chazir l'kapara, since it's not fit for atonement, it's a blemish. So lo b'dei l'minei, so people wouldn't separate from it, because it's not that classic, that it's for atonement, that it's okay, it's a high sanctity. It's not for atonement, it's blemish. So people wouldn't separate. And that's why we needed to say over there, the chiddush, that it's going to have this rabbinic me'ila. Al kachim to mimim, but regarding unblemished kachim, hoil b'chazin l'kapara, since it's fit for atonement, for the other, whatever the kachim is used for. So, people would separate from it. Emoloi, I would say that it doesn't. Kamash Malan, and that would be primarily that to say that, like the question was, so what's Ula teaching us? We already learned that in that Mishnah, and that he is coming to teach us because, yeah, that Mishnah is teaching regarding Chatas. Maybe over there, what's coming to tell us this is that there's going to be, there's no biblical meal, but it's going to be rabbinic meal, but we wouldn't know regarding all other Kachim. That's right to say, even over there where it's B'deilamanhain, still, that's what the Chiddush of Ula Merbichan is, that there's still going to be, yeah, there's no biblical meal, but there's still going to be rabbinic meal, and therefore, it's either, according to either interpretation, it's not difficult from that Mishnah later on this halacha of Ula Merbichan.